10 minutes past 8 o'clock. You know what happens on a Tuesday at 10 past 8? We talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and today's no different. Kari Erasmus standing by, and our topic today is smoothies. Kari, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
And I hope you're nice and warm wherever you are, because things are turning chilly in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, same here.
Kari, today talking about smoothies. People are often opt for smoothies, especially during weight loss diets. Which ingredients would be most beneficial to include in a smoothie for weight loss purposes?
Yes, so it's a very topical conversation. Sometimes, you know, it's often where we hear the word smoothie and we automatically assume that it's healthy. And that's not the case. There's actually a lot of mistakes that we can make unknowingly when it comes to smoothies. And most definitely not all smoothies are created equal or are automatically nutritionally balanced. So it's very easy for a smoothie to be lacking in major food groups. You know, often you might make or buy a quick fruit smoothie and think you're on the right track, but in fact it could be lacking in protein, and that is what helps with feeling of fullness or appetite control, and therefore, you know, it doesn't actually help your weight loss journey because you're left feeling hungry again in a few minutes. And so if we look at ingredients, I'd say whenever we try and have a main meal, breakfast, lunch or dinner, even if it's in a smoothie or liquid form, it's still important to cover all the major food groups. So you do want a carbohydrate that is high in fiber and whole grain. You do want protein. You do want your fruits or vegetables and your healthy fat. So usually, I mean, a lot of people go for smoothies as a quick breakfast. It's easy. It saves time. You can consume it while you're driving to work or on the go. So that's fine. If you're adding fruit, great, but make sure you get some of the other food groups as well. So it's always nice if you can add unsalted nuts for your fats and protein, a high fiber carb like oats. That's great additions to make, and it actually makes the smoothie more filling as well.
And Kari, can incorporating smoothies into one's diet help with feelings of fullness to manage hunger, or do they actually cause more hunger and cravings?
Yes, so it's all on how you make the smoothie or what type of smoothie you buy. It can either help control your hunger and cravings if it's nice and nutritionally balanced. Otherwise, if it's based on one food group or lots of sugars, then it digests very fast in the bloodstream. You get a quick sugar release, and that leaves you leaving you hungry to get hungry sooner. And it also causes a spike and then drop in blood sugar, which also leaves you feeling tired and sluggish. So that's why it's so important to get that protein and fiber, because that's what actually helps control hunger and fullness. So it slows digestion. Fiber and protein take longer to digest, so it keep you fuller for longer. It also increases satiety. So soluble fiber is what forms a gel-like texture in your stomach, and then it keeps your stomach fuller for longer. And then I mentioned the blood sugar spikes and drops. So if you add fiber and protein, it also ensures that you have a even slow carb and sugar absorption, which prevents those crashes that trigger higher hunger and tiredness.
And talking ingredients, what should one look for when buying pre-made smoothies or drink powders?
Yes, so that's a great question, because when you buy commercial smoothies or weight loss drinks, it's very important to look for added sugars and salt in these products, because they are designed to be low calorie. In a lot of cases, they might reduce fat or protein, but still have lots of unhealthy sources like sugars and refined carbohydrates, especially if they are flavored. So you're getting sugar, but you're missing all the key vitamins, minerals, protein, and fiber. And we know that added sugars are very well linked and researched to cause chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and like we mentioned, they actually hinder weight loss because they spike blood sugar. So that leads to that insulin crash and insulin resistance that then cause hunger and weight gain.
Okay.
So yeah, I urge listeners to read labels of commercial products. You want to be looking for a product that does not have more than 15 gram per 100 gram of sugar. That means it's high in added sugar. But like we said, remember, even if your product is low in sugar, we now have more products available like sweeteners, which still doesn't necessarily mean you're getting micronutrients and fiber. So I always say, as far as possible, it's best to buy smoothies that are made from whole foods, or to make them at home. When you make them at home, you can use oats, ground nuts like peanuts. You can use seeds like chia seeds that go very well in smoothies. Avocado is also a great source of healthy fats and gives that smooth texture. You want to be looking out for sweetened yogurts, because that, of course, has added sugar. So rather go for your plain yogurts. Also, dried fruits and honey are things to look out for that can also add excess sugars.
Right, right. And Corrie, what about people who replace meals with smoothies or weight loss drinks? Is this healthy?
Yeah, so a lot of these weight loss drinks are actually marketed as meal replacements. And that can come with a bunch of things to consider. Of course, they are very convenient and many people opt for them. It's easier to do weight loss drinks than to plan a whole diet or meal. But they definitely don't... you are not getting everything you need. When you cut whole meals out and replace them with liquids, you will miss out on some important nutrients, especially fiber that we talked about, that has so many benefits in the bodies. Also, our bodies are designed to absorb nutrients from whole foods. So there is also research showing that our bodies absorb nutrients, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants much better from whole foods than from supplements. So that's also something to consider. I'd definitely say that, you know, while they are convenient, there is in some instances a place for them, they should definitely not replace meals. It's still important to have your whole balanced meals.
So they're not a quick fix, you know, drink a couple of smoothies, lose the weight, and off we go.
Yeah, no, most definitely not.
Right. And Corrie, last question. How can listeners make contact with the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA? Because you've got a lot of resource material available that can be accessed.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. We have a collection of free recipe books available that listeners can download. There are some balanced smoothie recipes in there, also other meals. So that's on our website at heartfoundation.co.za.
Okay, simple as that. Corrie, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we look forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Corrie. Cheerio then. That's Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of the registered dietitians.